The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, it's Sunday, April the 14th. This is End Time Headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. I am your host, Ricky Scapparo, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. This is not a complication of the dates. You heard me correctly. It is Sunday, April the 14th. We typically do not broadcast. Most of you guys who are regular viewers and listeners of our program, you will know that we do not normally broadcast on the weekends unless something serious has taken place. And that's what we're heading into, and that's what we've already been thrusted into with what's with the situation and the circumstances that have evolved in the Middle East. So today, on this special report, I want to talk to you about what has transpired over the past 24 hours, what it looks like in the Middle East, and what things could happen and transpire, and how this thing could really take off in the next 24 to 48 hours. So without further ado, guys, we want to welcome everybody to the program. If you're new, first time joining us, let us know in the comment section below that you are new and where you guys are joining us from. We'd love to hear from you. That way we can acknowledge you and we can say hello to you. Also, guys, please do me a favor, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, hit that bell notification. Help us push our program and our material out there so other people can see it as well. If you'd like to keep up with our ministry, know when we're broadcasting, our headlines, all of it, the easiest way to do that is go to your Apple Store, go to your Play Store, download our free app available. Again, on your Play Store, depending on your device, look for our official ETH trademark logo right there on your screen. If you're watching a visual of this, you can see it. The description of this video has the link included where it says download our free app. If you guys are listening by app or by Spotify, again, download our app today. Everybody hit yes to push notifications and you're going to be squared away and good to go. So yesterday on Saturday, we were spending time with family. My oldest son was spending time with his friends. We were kind of doing a more of a home celebration kind of thing with his birthday. And my phone started blowing up, all these notifications, everything. Naturally, as it always does, every time I'm away from home, away from my studio, out of town, it never fails. Something major happens. And of course, little did I know what was literally transpiring until about 30 minutes into it, and realize that Iran had followed through with their threats to Israel. Now, here's what we know. We want to get you updated on what's going on in the Middle East. And this is a big deal, and I'm going to explain to you why. Iran carried out, again, now this is of the official report. This may be subject to change at the time of this recording. Iran has reportedly launched 185 drones, 36 cruise missiles, and 110 surface-to-surface missiles, and what's called an unprecedented attack against Israel because they directly attacked Israel. Now, coming to the aid of Israel for now, we know that the United States helped, Britain joined in, and also Jordan joined in to help Israel intercept missiles that were launched from Iran. Now, before we go further with this, I want to reiterate some stuff. I want to take you back about a week or even last week and weeks prior to that. We sounded the alarm. Again, people mock, people scoff, but I think people are starting to wake up. Remember when I told you guys that there was a blood moon over the Middle East and it happened during Purim? Which again, this is a feast in Israel that commemorates the liberation under the Persian Empire that was set to destroy the Jewish people. Again, Persia is modern day Iran. And this is not one blood moon over Purim this year, but it's going to happen the next three consecutive years. And next year on 2025, there's going to be a blood moon directly over Jerusalem on the Feast of Purim. And if you remember, and this is not a I told you moment, guys, I'm just trying to wake you up And whoever hears this, this is what we do, guys. We're watchmen on the wall, and we're trying to wake you up to the times and seasons in which we're in, the importance of why we're dealing with these things and why we're seeing these things. These are not just happenstance. Yes, you can see the trajectory of these things all the way to the year 3000, but it doesn't take away the fact that God's calendar is positioned. After all, he is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. Guys, the end of this story has already been written. And it's been foretold for thousands of years. You go to the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, and it tells us who wins. It tells us who's going to be in the winner's circle. Before we get to the winner's circle, before we get to the end of this thing, we're progressing. We're going forward, and there's events in the future that we have to come to and that we're going to experience as nations and as the world and as believers before we ever get to that part. And some of those events are unfolding right before our eyes. Now, let me go back. I knew and I warned there's no way, if you've got a blood moon on Purim that represents the commemoration of the Jewish people being saved from the annihilation of the Persian Empire of Iran, I said, watch out. And then when I saw Iran begin to threaten Israel, I knew that there was going to be a direct conflict between Israel and Iran. And sure enough, here we are, guys. We're in that. And then, again, I said I wouldn't talk about this, but we have to. The solar eclipse over America. It's a warning. It was a harbinger. And now when we get into, I'm going to give you some reports here, the latest, and you're going to see why God is warning. He's sounding the alarm. And he's saying it's going to be very crucial on what decisions our nation makes in the next season that we're entering into. I told you the next 6 months. I said this on our last podcast. You can go listen to it on Friday. The next 6 months is going to be very critical. We're in the danger zone. I said, well, I'll go on record and say it. We're in the danger zone. And boy, I did not know it was literally going to be 24 hours later that we would get into this. I want to show you how President Joe Biden flips and he does PR. He says things to appease people, but then he'll turn right around and say something contrary to it. For example, I'm going to give you this statement he made. Quote, earlier today, Iran and its proxies operating from Yemen, Syria, and Iraq launched an unprecedented air attack against military installations in Israel. I condemn these attacks in any form, said Biden. At my direction to support the defense of Israel, the U.S. military moved aircraft and ballistic missile defense destroyers to the region over the course of the past week. Quote, thanks to these deployments and the extraordinary skill of our service members, we helped Israel take down nearly all of the incoming drones and missiles. He then goes on to say that he will convene with G7 leaders to coordinate a quote united diplomatic response. Biden went on to reiterate the ironclad U.S. support for Israel's security and a call with Benjamin Netanyahu. Now here's where things start going south. Quote, I told him that Israel demonstrated a remarkable capacity to defend against and defeat even unprecedented attacks, sending a clear message to its foes that they cannot effectively threaten the security of Israel. He went on further. Again, this is all a phone call to Benjamin Netanyahu. Quote, tomorrow I will bring together my fellow G7 leaders to coordinate a unified diplomatic response to Iran's brazen attack. My team will communicate with their counterparts across the region and will maintain close contact with Israel's leaders. Although we have not seen any attacks on our forces or facilities today, we will remain vigilant to all threats and we will not hesitate to take all necessary actions to protect our people. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin referred to the Iranian attack against Israel and called on Tehran to reduce tensions and said that, quote, the U.S. is not interested in a war with Iran. Quote, we condemn the attack it carried out with its proxies, and we will not hesitate to act to protect our forces and to support Israel's security. But then here is where things go south. Israel's war cabinet approved a powerful response on Iranian soil coming tonight. Now, again, at the recording of this podcast, this will be, as the time of I'm recording this, it's 9:54 a.m. Sunday morning. So by the time you guys hear this, we may already be seeing the response from Israel, but I'm going to give you this anyway. Israel's Channel 12 has told residents, quote, not to go to bed yet because an unprecedented attack on Iran is coming. The country's war cabinet has approved a powerful response on Iranian soil. Again, this is from Express News, and other sources have also confirmed this.
Give us the possible response scenarios for the Israelis over the next 12, 24 hours.
Well, that's a very good question, and I'd hate to predict what responses the Israelis will take. I'm sure that they have a targeting list. I'm sure that they have a list of dream targets they'd love to take out, whether those be nuclear production facilities, Iranian military bases. But, you know, when they took out the two generals, they didn't strike Iran itself. They struck into Syria and took out the two generals at a diplomatic facility in Damascus, the capital of Syria. So I think, though, that with the fact that Iran has now launched missiles directly from Iran at Israel, we may well see an attack by Israel directly into Iran. And, of course, the problem with this is that we're getting into a tit-for-tat situation, and one strike deserves a counterstrike. So where does it end? This certainly could wind up provoking a much wider regional war. And, I think
Yeah, that's obviously the word that we've been using over and over and over again, which is regional war and the possibilities of it. Jordan and the Saudis have both allowed U.S. forces and possibly even Israeli forces to use their airspace to intercept the drones that are coming over from Iran. U.S. forces in the Middle East, as we said, that they've had a lot of warning to ramp this up. The Iranians basically telegraphed it, but obviously U.S. and Israeli intelligence picked up on it. General, just when you think about, and we'll sort of go back and forth in these maps, U.S. forces in the Middle East and then Iranian affiliates, Iraq and Syria are the two places that the Iranians have the most sort of assets and the most freedom of action there. If you're U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria, I can't imagine them going to sleep tonight.
Well, certainly they're facing some hazards. The Middle East has been a cauldron for not just years, decades, and it's certainly not at this point getting any better. When you mention the fact that Jordan and apparently Saudi Arabia has allowed Israel and the U.S. and perhaps the Brits to shoot down these Iranian drones over their airspace, those are defensive measures, and I think that they can certainly they'll certainly look far more favorably on defensive measures than they would on offensive measures if Israel were to use their airspace to attack Iran.
And again, just to let you know the magnitude of this, guys, this attack that took place last night marked the first time that Iran has launched a direct military assault on Israel despite decades of enmity dating back to the country's 1979 Islamic Revolution. Again, this was a direct attack from Iran. This is why this is unprecedented. So how did Biden respond to Israel's war cabinet threatening a response to Iran? Well, according to the Daily Mail, Biden warns Benjamin Netanyahu that the U.S. will not support Israel's counterattack on Iran amid fears of an all-out war. President tells the prime minister in a late night telephone call that, quote, you've got to win. Take the win. After the Israeli Defense Forces shot down nearly all incoming drones and missiles.
President Biden is set to meet with G7 leaders later today amid fears of a wider war in the Middle East.
Willie, good morning. President Biden is working to coordinate what he calls a united diplomatic response to Iran's unprecedented attack on Israel, while also stressing the need for de-escalation. The president also staying alert, saying in a statement late Saturday night that while we have not seen attacks on our forces or facilities today, we'll remain vigilant to all threats and will not hesitate to take all necessary action to protect our people. President Biden adding that he ordered U.S. forces in the Middle East to help intercept dozens of missiles launched towards Israel. The president met with his national security team in the Situation Room for roughly 2 hours Saturday before a phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in which a senior administration official tells NBC News the president reaffirmed his commitment to Israel's security while making clear the U.S. will not participate in its response to Iran. Israeli officials now renewing vows to retaliate without elaborating on exactly how. Two senior U.S. officials telling NBC News some top officials are now concerned Israel could react quickly without thinking through the potential fallout from its actions. A senior administration official says the White House believes the Israelis are not looking for a direct war with Iran, but U.S. officials can't be certain, as sources familiar say President Biden is privately expressing concern that Netanyahu is trying to drag the U.S. deeper into this conflict.
Again, President Joe Biden, in a telephone call last night, warned Benjamin Netanyahu that if they respond to the attack that just transpired, that America will pull back its forces. They will pull back its support. They will not support this retaliation if Israel chooses to respond. And quote, Joe Biden told Netanyahu, look, you got the win. Take the win. Quote, again, three senior administration officials have told NBC News that Biden had privately expressed concern that Netanyahu, is trying to pull the U.S. into a conflict. The White House believes that Israelis are not looking for a direct war with Iran, but U.S. officials can't be certain. Now, the United Nations Secretary General condemned the attacks by Iran and stated that he is expressing his concern over the serious escalation in the Middle East. I want to read this to you. Quote, I am deeply alarmed about the very real danger of a devastating region-wide escalation. We would call that World War III. He went on to say, I urge all parties to exercise maximum restraint to avoid any action that could lead to a major military confrontations on multiple fronts across the Middle East. Guterres also condemned the April 1st attack on Iran's diplomatic premises in Damascus the day after it occurred. Although he did not name Israel in the statement, which has not taken responsibility for the strike, Guterres emphasized the protection of diplomatic buildings and urged, quote, all parties to respect all their obligations under the international law. Guys, it's no secret that the United Nations is really, truly not a friend of Israel. So I'm not surprised by that. Now, the United Nations Security Council will meet today following a request to hold an emergency meeting from Israel's ambassador to the United Nations. Quote, the Iranian attack is a serious threat to global peace. There it is. When they say, listen, I'm going to pull this up, guys. I want to show you this. This is important because this is all biblical prophecy. I want you to see this. This is a quote from the United Nations Security Council. The Iranian attack is a serious threat to, quote, global peace and security. We have pointed out many times here, guys, that is straight out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Paul said, you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night. He said, but here's a major clue. For when they say, they is a collaboration of nations, the voices of the nation's leaders, when they say peace and safety, and you see them throwing around this term all the time, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman. So guys, the Bible is telling us, if you want a clue of when the birth pangs are going to intensify and you want a clue of when this thing is going to explode, just it, as long as you keep hearing them touting peace and safety, and you, and again, and I'll talk about America in just a minute with the treatment of Israel, which we have been on this soapbox for months about this, and it's not getting any better. Now, Iran responded and said, quote, the Islamic Republic of Iran would not hesitate to take further necessary defensive measures to protect its legitimate interest against any act of military aggression or unlawful use of force. I'm going to go back to this. Some top U.S. officials are concerned that Israel could do something quickly in response to Iran's attacks that transpired without thinking through potential fallout afterward, according to a senior administration official and a senior defense official. Those concerns stem in part from the administration's views of the approach Israel has taken to its war against, as well as the attack in Damascus. President Joe Biden has privately expressed concern that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is trying to drag the U.S. more deeply into a broader conflict, according to three people familiar with his comments. Senior leaders at the Pentagon also have privately expressed frustration at the timing of the Damascus strike, again, according to one senior defense official, because it had the potential to be, quote, catastrophically escalatory. Now, guys, this is no surprise as well. Quote, Russia moves supersonic missile warship to the Middle East following the attack by Iran on Israel. So if you want to know how's Putin responding, how's Russia responding? Russia has called for restraint both Iran and Israel from Israel and Iran as a wider war in the Middle East becomes a real possibility. According to the report, Russia has sent a Navy frigate armed with Kinzhal supersonic missiles to the Mediterranean Sea via the Suez Canal, just hours after Iran attacked Israel with hundreds of missiles and drones. The Kremlin confirmed the ship's presence in the area, adding that it will continue performing the task assigned to it under the expedition plan. This comes as Iran attacks again Israel over 200 drones, some say 300, and multiple missiles. So where does that put us at this hour? This is what I want to talk to you about. It's not going to be a long update today, guys, but I want to give you this real quick. The world is holding its breath to see how Israel is going to respond. President Joe Biden is going to come under extreme amount of pressure to support Israel. However, we see the response that he's giving. He's turned a cold shoulder towards Israel, towards Benjamin Netanyahu for weeks now. And as we pointed out, there has been disasters, mysterious anomalies, super rare earthquakes. There's been all these things happen. And then we just came over a full solar eclipse over the U.S. And now this. This is why we're on high alert. And not only that, guys, but prophetically speaking, so a lot of these nations are mentioned in a future war and conflict that I believe that this is all leading to. And we pointed this out on a podcast we did last week. So I don't want to dig too deep into that. Go back and listen to that podcast, listen to that segment. But two of the major wars is the war of Psalm chapter 83, which there is a confederacy of nations, which is all listed there in Psalm chapter 83. You've got Palestine, you've got Jordan involved, the Saudis, Egypt, Hezbollah, Lebanese, Syria and Iraq, so Syria's involved in that war in Psalm 83. Then you go and you get into Ezekiel 38, 39, that's the war of Gog and Magog. That war is out in the future. Now, the reason why I say that is because in order for that war to be fulfilled, Israel has to be dwelling in a place of peace and safety where they've lowered their guard. We are far from that right now, guys. But again, I want to emphasize, but we've got to get to that point. So the bottom line is, folks, there has to be a series of wars and conflicts that lead us to Ezekiel 38 and 39. There has to be a series of wars and conflicts that's going to pressure the United Nations and the leaders of the world to cry for peace and safety. They will put in place a peace treaty, and it will pressure Israel to lower their guard, lower their defenses, be in a place of safety. Everybody will be in jubilation. And remember, Daniel 9:27 says the Antichrist comes and he confirms a treaty for 7 years. He confirms it. So that tells us that this peace treaty, this agreement between Israel and the nations is already put in place. It's already structured. The skeleton of it, the blueprints of it is already established. And then in Daniel 9:27, the Antichrist comes and he confirms. He confirms treaty for 7 years, and then he breaks it in the middle of it. In the 42 months into it, he breaks that covenant, and then he shows his true side and he comes directly against the nation of Israel. So folks, this is what we need to do as believers. We need to be in much prayer and intercession. We got to continue to lift up our nation. We got to lift up Benjamin Netanyahu, lift up Israel, lift up our allies, lift this whole situation up. Because listen, again, I've always emphasized, you can't stop Bible prophecy. That's not what we're trying to do. You can't stop Bible prophecy. I don't know about you, but I want to make sure that it's for me and my house. Come on, we're abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. I choose not to cave into fear. I choose not to cave into worry, because I know the word of the Lord. And it says in Luke 21:28, when you begin to see all of these things coming to pass, come on, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Come on, why don't you join with me in prayer for the next few moments as we close out this broadcast? Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask that, Lord God, that you would bring peace to your people, that you would comfort your people. There's a lot of anxiety right now on what's going on in the Middle East. There's a lot of tension. And Lord, we pray for, you said you're commanded us in your word that we are to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We are to to pray about everything. We're, according to the book of Romans, we're to pray for our leaders, and that includes even Joe Biden, his administration, his leadership. And we pray for these leaders. We pray for those directly involved. We pray for our men and women in uniform, all those who may be directly affected, impacted. And we ask that you'd lift them up right now in Jesus' name, that you'd put a hedge of angels about them, protect them, keep them from harm, danger, and disabling accidents. If there be any in the military, if there be any involved in this in some way, some form, whether it be those in the Air Force that may be directly involved in this in the United States or in Britain or wherever you have family from. Maybe you're listening from Israel and you've got family in the IDF, whatever the case would be. We pray that no bomb should harm them. Come on, no weapon formed against them would prosper in Jesus' name. Father, we ask, Lord God, that as Bible prophecy begins to accelerate, that, Lord, you would keep us alert, keep us vigilant, keep us awake, and help us to continue to spread the message of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that all things have been determined. Things have been foretold. We have been warned. And as we continue to warn the people, continue to warn the masses, Lord, I pray that you'd give us the grace to win more souls and get them ready for the kingdom. Excuse me, the kingdom of heaven is indeed at hand. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Listen, guys, if you like these kind of messages, again, like, share, subscribe. Please don't hesitate to do that. Download our free app. It's available on Apple. It's available on Android. You can get it today. Hit yes to push notifications. You're going to be squared away and good to go. And as always, guys, please stick around. We have an announcement to make for this week. We got some upcoming schedule changes. And so again, before we get started, before we tell you that, if you'd like to support this ministry, if this ministry blesses you through information, revelation, equipping, encouragement, week after week after week, we want to always give you the opportunity to be a blessing back, and you could do that. The best way to do that, is, and we would appreciate if you guys would pray about becoming a monthly partner, and you could do that two different ways. You can do it electronically through the app or through the website, or you can give by check or money order right there on your screen. End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. Our typical schedule is Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. We're going to stick with that, but here's what we're going to do. We'll be back here tomorrow night, Monday, April 15th, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and then Tuesday night, this Tuesday night, I'll be jumping onto the Kingdom Intelligence Report with Bishop Larry Ragland. So that's coming this Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. We'll take off Wednesday, be back Thursday and Friday to resume this week of podcasting. So I hope you've been blessed by this special update. And we'll be right back here again, Lord willing, tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. So until then, may the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.